is, sir," said the seaman. "Why, it's 30 year and more since I saw you last. Here you are in your house, and me still picking my salt meat out of the harness cask."
"Tut! You will find that I have not forgotten old times," cried Mr. Trevor, and walking towards the sailor, he said something in a low voice.
"Go into the kitchen," he continued out loud, "and you will get food and drink. I have no doubt that I shall find you a situation." "Thank you, sir," said the seaman, touching his forelock. "I'm just off a 2 yearer in an 8-knot tramp, short-handed at that, and I wants a rest. I thought I'd get it either with Mr. Beddoes or with you."
"Ah," cried Mr. Trevor, "you know where Mr. Beddoes is?"
"Bless you, sir, I know where all my old friends are," said the fellow with a sinister smile, and he slouched off after the maid to the kitchen. Mr. Trevor mumbled something to us about having been shipmate with the man when he was going back to the diggings, and then, leaving us on the lawn, he went indoors. An hour later, when we entered the house, we found him stretched dead drunk upon the dining-room sofa. The whole incident left a most ugly impression upon my mind, and I was not sorry next day to leave Donnithorpe behind me, for I felt that my presence must be a source of embarrassment to my friend.